Tonight.
Hello.
This is super exciting. Allison has never come to the radio station, mm-hmm. and I think this is going to be a great time.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
So I asked Allison what kind of music she likes, and I didn't get that much of an answer.
Yeah. I just can't, like, quantify it.
Yeah. I understand that. Like, I do listen to a lot of different things, but I want to listen to at least a little bit of Saturday Night Fever. I was listening to it while I was cleaning my house today after a huge rager last night. So I think we can do a few Saturday Night Fever songs and then let Allison pick some stuff, figure out what kind of music she likes. I normally like to curate the show towards what the guest likes and like find mutual things that we like. So yeah, here is going to be Jive Talkin' by the Bee Gees from Saturday Night Fever. That was Jive Talkin'. Nice way to start off the night.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. A little groovy, a little funky. Saturday Night Fever, guys.
What a time. A classic.
Yeah. So my show is the Glee show, technically, but I've just stopped playing Glee music. But Glee did do an episode called Saturday Night Gleaver, and that was a really good episode. So I now like listen to a lot of Bee Gees because of Glee. But also like this is like stuff my parents would listen to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom would love this show right
yeah.
now. Shout out my mom.
Shout out to Allison's mom. You're listening from like Montgomery County.
Yeah. I told her to tune in, but she's just confused.
Yeah. So the next song that I have is More Than a Woman, also by the Bee Gees. This is just going to be a lot of Bee Gees. but
nothing wrong with that.
This song has been like on TikTok a lot lately.
Yes. I feel like it's always like associated with Harry Styles too.
Yeah.
Like, there's always something.
Yeah, and I'm so jealous of like all the people who went to Harry Styles concert. Same. I know a lot of your friends went.
I know. They went last night. I haven't seen them yet, but I'm sure it was magical.
Yeah. I really love Harry Styles. So yeah. Maybe we can play some Harry Styles.
Definitely.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Okay, so here is More Than a Woman by the Bee Gees. That was More Than a Woman. Just a great song. Yeah.
Classic.
So the next song that we actually are going to do is You Should Be Dancing. Allison's mom suggested this one. Allison's cracking up.
She's apparently not confused. She understood what I was saying.
What's your mom's
now
name?
She's listening. It's Julie.
Oh, Julie and Jules.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so Julie, this one's for you. You should be dancing. I love this song too. I hope this is the right version of it.
Yes, fingers crossed.
Yeah, so if not, that'll be really embarrassing. but yeah, here you go. You should be dancing. Wow, what a song. A few things to say. One, Allison just said, I feel like I'm in Pitch Perfect.
This is my Pitch Perfect dream come true, because Becca starts out in that radio, like, shack.
Yeah. Whatever. No, that was cool. That would be a really cool kind of job to have, but WGRH, yeah. I guess, doesn't do stuff like that. We'll it's work better. On it. Yeah. But if we got paid to do this, that would be pretty cool. Yeah, and then also that song, You Should Be Dancing, just always reminds me of the end of Despicable Me. Like, Gru and the girls are, they're dancing at the end, like the dance recital thing, and this song comes on, like it switches from ballet music to this, and then he does like this weird hip move, and
I know exactly the moment you're talking about. Yeah. That was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
I don't think it came out when we were kids.
Okay, we're like teenager, like very still young.
I really like the movie too. my sister and I like really like to watch animated movies together, and so we watched very recently like all of the Despicable Me movies.
They
progressively get worse.
Yeah, but they're a little hard to watch. Yeah,
but it's still fun. And my sister and I like to notice who voice actors are and like figure it out from animated movies. That's like my secret talent. So and impressions.
You are good at impressions, that's for sure.
Yeah. So okay, the next song we're going to do is How Deep Is Your Love. And then after that we might go away from the Bee Gees a little bit. We probably will come back to them at the end though, because closing out the episode.
Full circle.
Yeah, the episode's titled Sunday Night Fever, so really have to get that in there. Like, this is a Saturday Night Fever themed episode. So here is How Deep Is Your Love by, guess who, the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
That's a really sweet song. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. Yeah. I think that's my mom's favorite too.
Yeah. Okay, so the next song is going to take a step away from the Bee Gees, but I think it still has, like, you know, a similar vibe of, like, fun music.
Old school.
This was a special request by Amaya, who is our vice president of Women in Law.
Yeah, baby.
It's her birthday today. Happy 22nd birthday to Amaya.
Happy 22nd birthday.
A real big birthday. We went to Amaya's birthday dinner today.
Yes, it was a dinner.
We both got the pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah,
Allison's came really out good. A little late. True. But that it was really good.
But it slapped.
Yeah. So Amaya wanted to hear Love Shack. This song is just so iconic. My story of Love Shack is at camp. There was my one friend was a JC, like a junior counselor, and her bunk did Love Shack, and they were second graders, and this was their bunk show song. Like, they had to dance to Love Shack, and that's just not really an appropriate song for seven-year-olds. Yeah. So, but anyway, here's Love Shack.
A faded sign at the side of the road.